Listener Production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me, whining gibbous. Hamish.
I think I know what I am. Would Jax be a waxing gibbous?
He's a waxing crescent.
Crescent, yeah. We're moons.
We're in the sky.
We're moons, baby.
We're moons.
We're phases of the moon.
Yes. Did you know that?
I did know waxing and waning.
And I'm
but
full.
Did you know gibbous?
I assumed that gibbous was the second half of the waxing and waning.
Because I didn't quite know gibbous, I suppose, because it's a different word for the other one.
So crescent, obviously, you have a smaller portion of the moon is lit up. And then the gibbous is when the bigger side of the moon is.
That's the gibbous. But it's on its way.
Yeah, but it's on
gibbous
its way.
Some more.
Yes.
And, come on, baby, fill up.
And waxing is when the moon shape is growing in size.
Yep, waning, shrinking.
Yeah.
Bloody good moon chat. Yeah. Thank you to Mike.
Yeah, and take the rest of the week off, Mike.
Well, that's a big one.
You must be exhausted.
That's a big one. That's obviously come with a page with lots of descriptions.
Ahoy also to Courtney from Emerald, who used the very easy-to-use system at hamishnandy.com to upload this bit of audio.
Hi, Hamish and Andy and big boy Jack. Oh, it's Courtney here from Emerald. I was just vacuuming the floor and I very quickly filled up the vacuum canister with dust. Mm-hmm. My husband, Chris, then asked me if I wanted to empty the vacuum canister, to which I gave him my now stock standard response, which is, that's a Chris job, that's a Chris job. So thanks for that one, Andy.
And it would have annoyed you a bit too, Ando, that she kept the vacuum cleaner going there to record the audio. I did see a purse of the lips as Andy...
I had a bit of Atmos.
Atmos,
Nice. I just felt sorry for Chris because we've all been there. I've always have to empty the vacuum cleaner. That's strictly my job for some reason.
I'm just always of the feeling, and you'd be in this camp too, Jack, I reckon, that it's always just got one more trip in it.
Oh, my God. But the last time I took one out, it was so full. It's like touching a water balloon.
Ours is so dense. Because I'm always thinking to myself, well, if you can suck air through, dust ain't that much bigger. So we got a little bit more space in there. It's almost a briquette. We probably should keep ours to build... like a small igloo out of them or something. It'd be very
definitely
dense material.
Losing the overall sucking functionality with too much in there. I mean, it can't.
Probably. But I find if you run it back and forth over the Cheerio enough, eventually it'll hit a good patch of wind. and it will hoist that heavy piece of cereal up the neck. Hey, speaking of our partners, guys, I wanted to start today with what I hope is just a little safe space for the lads here. Right. And not, you know, I know it's a public forum, but the reason I wanted to designate this, the start of the show was, I think in my relationship, and I'm guessing it's the same for you guys, there are often times when I bring a joke to the relationship, usually it's just between Zoe and I, this one is, and I go, hey, how funny is this? And it doesn't get the response that I think it deserves.
Mm.
And I'll often try again, which has a low hit rate of increasing. It hasn't happened where Zoe turns around and goes, oh, now I get it. That's really funny. It's usually just big. But these are the ones where I'm like, hey, I feel like I should be getting more for this.
Yeah.
And I thought, if this is happening, where else can I get the kind of feedback that I'm yearning for this jug, if not with you two gentlemen?
All right, let's hear it.
All right, well, I've got something I want to start with.
I've got one as well, actually.
Yeah, great. Have you got one, Jack?
I got one that you wouldn't even call it a joke anymore, but I use it almost daily.
Okay. This, my question to you guys is, tell me if this is funny. And, you know, brackets, hint, it is. So okay. I don't know why Zoe isn't laughing at this. Yeah. Couple weekends ago, I went on a road trip, like a little boys' weekend away. Now, there was four of us. Two of the members were my old housemates, Hato and John, who I lived with for 10 years, right?
Yes.
So I understand perhaps Zoe's resistance to be like, okay, that's kind of the scene I rescued you from.
Yes.
That was your wilder times, less domesticated times.
You did, and maybe she said, and she admitted, and you've admitted that she then took pig management to a new level for about 10 years to see the man we have now.
Sharpened him up, trimmed him the back, stopped him wearing t-shirts with logos on them, stuff like that. Said, "Hey, we can lose the Spanish motorbike companies that don't exist. You don't need to wear those t-shirts anymore." Yeah. Things like that. Yep. So yeah, over time, sculpted him, gentrified him into the pleasant shopping mall that he is now. But he was once a wilder suburb. And this is where her resistance is. So I go, "Hey, oh, I'm like, Zoe, forgot to tell you. We did this really funny joke while we're away with John and Hato. It started where we, like, anytime John was on his phone, we'd go in, like, go to the bathroom and get like 6 or 7 tissues, scrunch them up, go in and sprinkle them around him, and then take a photo of him." I'm going to send you guys a bunch of them now.
That's a great joke.
That was a very funny joke. And I'd be like, we did it once. And then it just became a thing where every time I'd see John by himself, preferably on his phone, I'd always have a pocket full of tissues and just run up and chuck them at his feet. And so it just looked like he was enjoying himself everywhere. Everywhere we went on our trip, no matter where we were, like the pub, it just became this great joke. Anyway, Zoe's face is like totally blank as I'm saying this, like, so
you know,
it's great because the photos, like, look at this. You know, I'd go to him, "Hey mate, did you see what's on the WhatsApp?" He'd look at the WhatsApp.
I'm seeing them,
yeah, you're seeing very good, right? Like, we're in the camper van. He'd look at the WhatsApp. I'd chuck the tissues over him and take a photo of him, so it just looks like he's having these huge sessions. Nothing, Jack. You're looking at them.
Even at the bar.
Even at the pub. That's
a 10 out of 10 from me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, am I going crazy here? This is a great joke.
Well, now this is a safe space. I'm going to bring up mine that I keep doing to Beck, who, and I've actually been banned from doing it, which I think's unfair because I think it's a funny joke. But whenever I'm in public, and it's very rare, but we catch paparazzi there.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep.
I get down on one knee and pretend to propose.
Okay.
Most recently at the baggage claim in Melbourne Airport.
Okay. No, I can't see why Beck would.
But it's nice to be here with you guys appreciating the joke. Yeah. That would be a hell of a scoop after 10 years of dating.
Great scoop.
Especially I've decided to do it. Right on the baggage claim.
And the joke there is not really on Beck, it's on the paparazzi. Because for a second they think.
Yes, you're right, Jack. It's on the insatiable media, it's on the clickbait industry. Yes.
Exactly. That's what I try to explain.
Don't you see, honey? I'm making a political statement about the state of
attention-starved
clickbait economy that people are being sucked into.
Yes.
I'm a performance artist.
Jack, do you have one?
Now the thing I thought of when you started this, it's not even really a joke by the standards of what you guys are bringing to the table.
I mean, Andy's is big, high stakes, I'll tell you that.
I don't even want to say what mine is. But the thing I do almost daily that never gets a laugh from Bianca, but I still do it, is when she asks me to do some sort of chore around the house, like, can you take the bin out or can you do the dishes?
Just do it, by the way, just do it for once without being asked.
That would be hilarious.
If she asks me to do a household chore, I'll say, but I'm just a little boy. And now I wish I hadn't told you. Now I wish I actually hadn't.
I wish.
Told you.
Has it ever worked?
It's never worked.
You've had the best one.
Okay, you know what you need to do, Jack? You gotta, like, you need to wait for the next time she tells you, like, do this. And you, as she's leaving the house, right? So this could take a while, but you need to get, you know, the tiny hands. Like, I bought a pair the other week. They've got them at the post office. You know, with, like, the, you can put them on one finger and it's a tiny pair of hands. Like
Put people on the top of pens sometimes.
Doll hands. Yeah. Mm. They're like little doll hands. People kind of, there's a thing on Instagram I've seen where you can massage cats' faces with them. So it looks like the cat's getting it, like, it's a giant cat getting a massage. Just wait till she leaves and then film some videos of your, like, little tiny hands trying to take the out the things and be like, see, I can't do it. I am a tiny boy.
Haim, there's a lot of reasons to listen to this show, but I'd say the main one is to get the upper hand on everybody socially or in the workplace, professionally.
And it used to be that you could buy two very good books for that reason, the Power Moves books. Do we still have any Power Moves Volume 2 Taking Advantage of a Madman books left, or did they sell that over Christmas?
No, we've got plenty.
Got more. Yes. Don't tell me the Madman ordered another shipping container full. No, yeah. So it's still available. So still, if you prefer the book form, obviously,
yes,
certainly Volume 2 remains available.
Hamishenny.com.
Due to Hogs ordering slightly more books than there are people in Australia. But now that we've sorted that out,
yes,
this is the only place, the podcast remains the only place you can get the fresh stuff. The books are more like, you know, when you dry garlics and chilies and you can
still
then
delicious.
Sell them.
Yeah, yeah.
Still delicious. They absolutely have a place in the home, but this is the fresh stuff. This is the market where you get the good Power Moves. Yeah, no, sorry, I'm not trying to talk anyone out of a sale of the book. I know we need sales. This is the panicked, still delicious, better, some would say. More aged.
It sounded a little desperate, didn't it?
Yeah, still well. Delicious. Ando, this comes in from Joe. Joe is a lifeguard.
Okay.
Which would become apparent in a second. Because if you're a lifeguard at a pool, brackets, different to a lifesaver. Like, seems very keen to tell everyone.
Why is that a difference?
I think it's a lower qualification.
A lifesaver?
Let me put it to you this way. I think a lifeguard, and I'm just making this up, but the difference between the word guard and save is like, I would take it that a lifeguard is like, oh, don't go in there. Once you do, I tried. Yeah. I tried to guard it. I tried to guard the pool. The saver can get in and do some saving stuff afterwards.
But isn't he being particular about lifeguard?
Yeah, so he's saying he's like not.
Lower.
He's like, I'm not a lifeguard.
Oh, right, being humble.
Yeah. It's being humble, yeah. He's
unusual
saying.
And that's for this show and
very
for me.
Unusual. Didn't even understand the concept.
I unfortunately wrote back to him and said, I can't read the rest of your email, mate. You don't really suit the tone of the show. He's saying, so he works at a pool and he goes, are we going to pool that's got signs indicating the speeds of the lane, e.g. fast lane, medium lane, slow lane, when people are doing laps. Said, when a swimmer's getting ready to go into the fast lane, putting on their goggles, etc., I walk over and switch the fast line to a slow sign. Then I give them a bit of a thumbs up and you're right to go now, mate.
Like it. This comes in from Declan Bremner. Power move. Anytime a friend, co-worker, or stranger tells you a story about themselves, reply with, that tells me a lot about the type of person you are.
Yeah, good. I love a wild card. I love a wild card one. This could be another wild card one. This is from Tyler. When you're out with friends, wait for someone to excuse themselves to go to the bathroom. Stop them and say, wait, are you mad at me? They'll usually respond confused and say, no, why? At this point, say loudly so everyone can hear, I've just noticed you tend to poo a lot more when you're angry. Now, if you could
the
pull
second
that
bit
off,
didn't need. Yeah, didn't
if
need.
You could pull it off seamlessly, I'll take my hat off.
It's not happening. Gus Bev from the US.
No,
here.
Sorry, I take it back. That is not a wild card. I can't do that. Can't do that all the time.
Interview based power move. If you're being interviewed by a panel, when finishing up an interview with a panel, conclude the meeting by saying, "Nice meeting most of you." It'll confuse the panel and they'll wonder which one of them's the bad egg of the bunch. You probably won't get the job, but it will be burned into their memory forever.
I back it. It's smart play. You look at any show like a Survivor, right? If there's like a 5-against-1 situation, alliance, what's the one shot the one person has?
Split.
Create some discord.
Yeah, split just, the camp.
You don't know how, but if you just create some discord, you could be a chance. And this comes in from America, US power move from Lucas. It's, Hoy Boys and number 6. My wife loves this power move, and I know you guys would too. Whenever someone posts some unfortunate news or perhaps some sad news on their social media, reply with your, I mean, this is ballsy, but reply with your condolences, but always mention a cool/exotic location you're sending your condolences from. Example, thinking of you from the Maldives. Condolences from Barbados. And Lando and Jack, lots of stuff coming in from the chocolate world. Mm. And sorry, Jackie, the reason I said, oh, sorry, and Jack, I was surprised to see you here because I assume sometimes, you know, since this is like a day you've set aside for the hobby, you would be off gathering leads and continuing to get intel on doorstopping the CEO of Mars.
No, quick update
on that. Where are you on that?
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting very close.
Who's we?
How close?
Oh, just me and the public who are helping giving me leads. We're down to the top three guys or girls at Mars.
What do you mean you're down?
Like narrowing it down to a
top three. Doesn't need to be narrowed down. You already picked number one, the CEO,
yes,
whoever he or she may be.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be a secret, would it? What I was trying to say is like we've got three names of who the CEO might be.
But it's not a secret. Sorry, the challenge wasn't find out the CEO. The challenge was talk to them.
Yeah. Nah. I think we probably don't need that.
Oh, great. Wouldn't it be hilarious to see Jack in a real work environment?
I think of that sometimes.
Yeah, it'd be incredible.
What would you fear the most, Jack?
Going into any meeting where you had to have done your homework and done preparation and present your findings and working out.
Just anything.
This is a weird tangent, but at any stage were you ever going to be a sports teacher?
No. Why?
I don't know. Sometimes I get sports teacher vibes. I think because at my kids' school, there are two sports teachers who are not dissimilar to you.
Yeah.
And sometimes I look at them, I go, could have been Jack. Just carrying a giant sack of balls from the shed to the bus a little bit like... you know, aware that it's like
really
9 o'clock.
The training.
9 o'clock, and you're like, oh my God, gotta go do the whole session. And they just sometimes give me Jack vibes. But no, never sports teaching. No.
Well, you know, I'm not much of a sportsman after the cricket game that we played together that still haunts me, even though it's over 12 years ago that we played.
Still haunts me. Yeah.
But you showed great intent. Like
I wanted to be good, but when you're facing a ball, you can't just summon a whole lot of cricket abilities that you don't have.
No.
But again, I admired the courage of going, yes, I'll join your indoor cricket team, having not played that sport before.
You know what I actually thought? I was like, maybe I will be good at it, but with no evidence. Like, because I haven't played,
It's the thought I have when I try every sport. this could be the one.
I watched a movie on the plane about golf. It's a pretty boring movie, but it's about a guy called Morris. True story, 1976, the British Open was opened to everyone.
Yep.
And he just ticked the form that he was a professional and liked the idea of playing around and never played a round before.
How'd he go?
He got the highest score ever.
That's bad in golf.
See, I thought the true story was going to be, and he won the Open.
No,
and he never played golf.
He just hoped he was good.
So the point of the doco was...
You can't
with gradual accumulation of practice, you will get increasingly better at a sport.
He did wear a fake moustache and pretended to be a Frenchman the next year and got in again.
that should have been the point of the doco. Sorry, all right. So we've got slightly off topic but Jack, on the topic of fake moustaches, think about it for your doorstopping of the Mars CEO. We've got so much chocolate news coming in. I think, Ando, you said we're not just going to be the repository here for miscoatings. Now, I know we spent a lot of time on the all kit, no cat.
Yep.
Like, we sort of rectified that. We've unfortunately opened a box of worms slash Cadbury favourites slash not having got Cadbury could be
anyone,
one of the other brands' mixed chocolate bags. Not being able to coat the chocolate just seems like... Not being able to coat the item with the chocolate seems like it's a very common... mishap at least once every variety.
Missing internal delight.
We have got from Jeff, the Cadbury No Mellow Koala.
Yeah.
Okay, just a solid koala. Mm-hmm. From Melanie, two Tim Tams in the pack were nude, no chocolate coating. But the rest of the pack was covered in chocolate.
Oh.
Curly Whirly, one from Brendan. It's just the caramel, all curl, no whirl.
Wow.
So there is a bunch coming through. Now, I'm as surprised as you guys. Like, you shouldn't let the chocolate vat ever run empty.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think happens often because you think the chocolate squirting over them seems to be the constant. Keep that up. That vat's full.
And it does seem like it's a problem specific to chocolate companies. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. There are no one's ever like, I
ordered the car without the metal on the outside.
I got a Mitsubishi Outlander. It was just a chassis and the engine, and they forgot to put panels on.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true.
So it just seems to be like there's just no other product out there that seems to get away with this level of, oh, well, it's hit and miss.
You know what we haven't had? We haven't had the wrong drink in the wrong canister. And I'd assume that would happen.
Would you? Oh, it's like, so easy to fake, though, isn't it? Would you love to see a Solo in a Coke bottle kind of thing?
Wouldn't that be crazy? Mm.
But different machines, different ends of the building.
Sure, but chalky milks or strawberry milk, they have a...
Big M factory it could happen at.
All milk and then just squirting the flavouring in, or?
Well, I think, like we guessed last time, it only takes a worker at one of those factories to go, wouldn't it be funny to move one of the strawberry ones over to the chocolate milk?
Mm.
Yep. I mean, it is a good joke.
It would be funny.
But it's, you just have to believe that it's out there because you're never going to get the evidence. We got a pretty irate podcaster, Ando, that's having a go at you, and they've done quite a bit of heavy maths here, but I won't.
Me?
Yeah, I won't bore you with the maths. I've run it. Mm-hmm. It does check out. Mm. It's from, they call themselves Choco Cop, so they're not giving their real name, although it is clearly visible in their Gmail address. But we'll go with Choco Cop here.
Choco Cop.
They said they've had enough with your aspersions towards Kit Kat Chunky. They cite the many times that you have said that the Chunkies are terrible because you don't like the wafer ratio compared to the normal Kit Kat bars.
Yes.
You've gone on record many times in the show. I think I've actually backed you up a few times, but I'm happy to throw you under the bus. Mm. Saying, yeah, it's too much wafer and it's not enough chocolate.
Yeah, it's also...
Because it's too big a finger and the ratio's out of whack, which you... Hearing it, you could absolutely, you know, I could get behind that sort of logic. Well, they've done the maths and they've gone through and had a look. And this is obviously something that Kit Kat have thought about too, because the difference between a normal Kit Kat and one and the Chunky is 4% chocolate.
So there is a difference.
Well, there's a tiny difference, but it's 4%.
Enough to throw it off.
4% less?
4% lower.
Yeah. Well, then he's right. That only confirms what Andy thought.
Well, he's saying that's below the detectable human threshold.
He can detect that.
Well, he's challenging you, Andy, to figure out the difference between a normal Kit Kat and one with 4% of the chocolate scraped off. So he's saying if you think you can detect 4%, we get 8 bars, right? Like we get 8 fingers of regular Kit Kat. Mm. And on one of them, we scrape off 4% of the chocolate and you have to eat all 8 and go, number 3 had 4% less chocolate. He's saying, if your mouth is this delicate, if you're this finely tuned a machine, you should be able to do it.
Yeah, I'm happy to have a crack at that. But my issue is also, I think in its smaller dose, it just snaps and crisps better than the bigger block of wafer. It might not be about the ratio. It's about how big a chunk the wafer is.
Mm. Yeah, he might say you're changing your tune on that. He certainly is under the impression that you've had an ingredients based gripe.
Well,
do you think you could detect 4%?
Yeah,
I think you could.
You could?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so do I. So let's see how you go. I mean, I don't have it prepared,
no,
but let's certainly do it in coming weeks.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't done a special skill for ages. It feels selfish to do one of you, but I'm happy to back that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, done.
And if you get it, then, oh my God, imagine if you got it the same episode Jack has. What was her name again, the CEO?
No, I don't know yet.
We know.
Just popping back in here. I'm not going to do the test. I don't.
Oh, right.
Because okay. I just had a Googled the Chunky and again was, you know, disgusted by.
Oh, you just stand by. So you're just not going to enter into this.
Yeah, because the thing is it's a huge block of wafer and then a much thicker block of chocolate around. If I had a Malteser the size of an apple that had the same ratio,
Malteser, but go on.
Sorry, Malteser.
It's not as enjoyable to eat.
It wouldn't be as enjoyable to eat, and that's the problem with it.
Yeah, that is true. You can't just keep increasing and increasing and increasing candies expecting us to fall for it. Although Toblerone has tried that.
And we've fallen for it.
And you certainly obviously lose some customers.
Yeah.
But they're much, I think for the 5,000-year anniversary of the pyramids, they're doing a pyramid-sized, like a full-scale pyramid-sized Toblerone. Mm. And that's certainly one I wouldn't expect you to have a crack at there, Jack. So I do take your point.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it's a...
It's just a no. I mean, happy to have it in our own time. I just don't think it's going to be interesting.
No.
Yep, fair enough.
Hey, and we play a game, which is a fierce game that we, you know, we take it very, very seriously. We're not here to give away hats.
Yeah, we're here to hoard hats. That's our job. We're like hat dragons, and you're the knights who must steal our hats.
Yes, it's a game called Tell Us Something We Haven't Thought Of for a while. You've got to basically ring up and suggest someone that Hamish or I haven't thought about this year, so the game gets easier. Sorry, game gets harder. As the year goes on.
We're vulnerable right now because we haven't had much time to think of anything this year. The year's barely started.
And I don't know how it came about, but people send in hats and that's what you have the chance to win. I'll quickly go through the hats. First of all, Tactile Systems. It's just it's a flexi flip cap, grey, pretty ugly.
Pretty dull colour. Why do you settle on that grey?
Yeah, dull colour. And I would say, with all due respect to Tactile Systems, who I'm sure do a great job, pretty dull logo as well.
I reckon they've gone, hey, we've got three options for the hats, the promotional hats. Obviously, option one is cheaper and they get more expensive. And they've gone, just go for option one. We just need to get some hats.
Yeah.
We don't need to put much effort into it.
So I wouldn't recommend that one, but hey, each their own. This one's a cracker. Mitch's Lawn Care.
Oh, he's back.
It's back.
Oh, we haven't seen Mitch for ages.
Yes.
He's done it again. That's one of our favorite hats of all time. Mitch was one of the hats for Mitch's Lawn Care was a hat from like 4 years ago.
Yeah. He's
back. I've still got mine at home.
I'm not sure if it's new and improved, but it's a Legionnaire's hat.
That's the same hat.
It's the same hat.
Mitch either ordered a ton of stock or he keeps re-upping because they're so popular. I hope it's the second.
Orange with a bright green Mitch's Lawn Care logo on the front, which is...
I'm biased because I took one of those hats home. But it is, I mean...
Embroidered.
A special note to Mitch's Lawn Care. You may or may not remember, Ando, one of the first businesses to verify that the loyalty card was accepted at their...
good memory. Finally, probably the best cause, Gotcha for Life has sent one in.
That's
good. Suicide prevention. It's actually a pretty good cap.
Yep.
It is actually a good cap. They've opted to track on for option two or maybe even three when presented with the options.
And they're not showing off with it. They're not trying to put too much on it.
You're just quietly supporting a great cause.
They're the three. We've got people standing by. Let's jump into it.
It's been a while since I've thought
about Kieran Perkins.
Oh, yeah. I have.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen.
Really? What about Kieran Perkins?
It was in the news not too long ago. He's the sports minister now, isn't he? Or he's something in the Department of Sports.
Head of like Australian Sports Corporation
Something high up. But he was on the news going, because they're talking about the steroids games or the drugs that we were allowed to dope.
Really?
He was against it. Sorry, just to make that clear. He was coming out going, hey, this is, have we all gone mad? Like, this is silly. He was a bit more forceful than that, but that's right.
Well, I bumped into him and realised I hadn't thought of him for a while until I was right in front of him. And like I said, have you been back in the pool?
Yeah.
And for people who don't know Kieran Perkins, he was one of our gold boys, won gold. He said, haven't swum again since giving it up.
Wow.
I said, what about just recreation? He's like, no, don't go in there.
About just a dip in the ocean?
Won't do it.
Takes
one of those hydrofoil surfboards with him everywhere he goes. Will not touch water.
Doesn't even have a bath.
So for those hoping to get a glimpse of Perkins back at it, I wouldn't go lurking around your local pools because you won't We're a white team.
Kids, come here. No, we're doing something else this weekend. I thought we were lurking. Nah, I just heard on the podcast.
Yeah. Lurking for a Perkin.
But we're doing a Perkin lurking. it doesn't sound like he's going to be there. I thought he might be. what else should we do? Should we see if Andrew Gaze is playing basketball? Yeah, we could go and gaze at a gaze.
Kieran Perkins is CEO of the Australian Sports Commission and the Australian Institute
of
Sport.
Why didn't you say that earlier, Jack?
just came to me.
A fact Adrian. I haven't thought of in a while, but it did pop back into my
head. Adrian, ahoy to you. Tell us something we haven't thought of for a while.
Ahoy, Hamish, Andy and Jack. The person who I'm thinking that you hopefully haven't thought of in a while is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, sorry.
When did you think of Dog the Bounty Hunter?
I had to wear the glasses, like Bounty Hunter style glasses, on an episode of The 100 this season.
And they were saying you look like Dog.
And I said, can we get some kind of, I didn't want to say speed dealer glasses at the time. Sure, so I was trying to, I said, can we get Bounty Hunter glasses? And that doesn't really make sense either.
No, it kind of sounds like something from Star Wars.
Yes. So then I said, Dog the Bounty Hunter. And I sent a text message of the style of glasses that were required to be picked up.
It Jess would have been all clear for me. Head.
She was a part of the.
I think I booked a cameo from Dog. Did I send that to you, Andy, or was it someone else?
For me, what you how know, many cameos are you booking that you don't know where they're going to?
I go through patches, and there was one where I got Dog, who was bloody expensive.
How much?
Oh, like over $100.
Really? And what did he say? Can you remember?
I got to say his delivery, because, I think they have to talk for 30 seconds.
Really?
And he was doing a fair bit of looking off camera. So he'd written a cue card for himself. And there was just a lot of pause. Where you wanted to be personalized, there was like a fair bit of pausing. And it deletes the personalized feel.
Yes,
it's like,
if someone
hey, how you going, Mitch? heard about all the lawn care you're doing?
Although, good suggestion for Mitch.
Yes.
To get a personal message. Adrian, well done. Bad luck.
You had it, Adrian.
Yeah. I mean, although we have thought of him. Nick, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys. Gusto to you.
And gusto to you. Tell us someone we haven't thought of for a while.
Stuart Diver.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, there we go. Hey? Three green lights straight away. No, I haven't thought of Stuart Diver for a while.
Yes. Yeah. And, I mean, for people who remember, we should recall there's a lot of younger listeners. He was part of one of the great catastrophes in Australia.
Trapped a threadbow tragedy.
In a threadbow avalanche.
I can't remember how many days, but he made it out.
Yep.
Heroic story. Then became rhyming slang for $5 note.
So. Exactly. Which puts you at high risk of being remembered more, a Stewie Diver, but I can't say I've said that this year.
I wouldn't have said it this year.
Nick, congratulations. Well, what are you going to go for? Mitch's lawn care, the Legionnaire's hat, gotcha for life, or we wouldn't recommend this, but the very bland Tactile Systems Australia.
I've got to go for Mitch's lawn care, surely.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, well done. Makes sense.
Well done. If you'd have said Tactile Systems, I would have smelt a huge rat. Not only have Tactile Systems sent us the hat, they've then flooded the phones with their employees to talk about how good the hat is.
James, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys, and President Weasel.
Ahoy. James, tell us something we haven't thought of for a while.
Hoping you haven't recently heard of M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I don't think I've Shyamalan'd this year.
Haim and I would Shyamalan a bit because we had him on for the radio back
in
the day.
Yes. We did.
But
no offense to him, but I would have stopped thinking about that interview.
Well, it's the name that was always hard to remember.
Yep.
And I think one of us added an extra syllable.
That was a different time, I suppose, where you just needed to try and remember the name. But do you still think of that?
Yes. Now I think about that. The fact that one of us during the interview said Shyamalan or something. Yeah. It was longer than it should have been. And now.
I mean, odds are it's me, and not for any kind of insensitive reasons. I've just, I've only just recently learned Andy's name. It's just not one of my fortes is remembering the name accurately. Yes.
So
a trait I seem to have unfortunately passed on to my daughter, who just cannot
remember names.
It makes me think it's genetic.
She's very young. She's just learning basic maths at the moment.
No, I mean, she's six, and I go, like, they do French at her school. I mean, only once a week, but she's been doing it for a year and a half, hasn't remembered a word.
All right. Like, yeah.
I think under duress, she said, I think non-jure is how you say it. I was like, come on, Ruth.
I also think M. Night has got a new TV series coming out.
Oh, here we go. Not confident enough to say his name.
I actually aren't. I don't, how is it? What is it?
No, we're running out of time. Okay, so... you don't want the internet to get full up from the podcast episode? Only a limited number of bandwidth.
Sorry, James. Stephen, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys.
Tell us something we haven't thought of for a while.
Have you recently thought of exhibit host of Pimp My Ride?
No. Oh, no. Thought of T-Pain this morning. Jack and I talked about T-Pain.
We did.
Also a rapper. Yeah. But no exhibit.
No. I don't think I would have. He'd be in there, but I don't think I'd pick him in a lineup. I don't know.
I would have possibly thought of the show, but maybe not thought of exhibit.
Yeah.
He's here. So... That's another safe one. Safe from me. Well
done, Stephen. Two options for you: trucker hat, trusty royal blue, got you for life, or the very dull lead grey tactile systems hat, flexi fit.
Which one would you guys go for?
Well, I don't want to lead the witness, but the tactile was pretty ugly.
I'll go for the first then.
I have led the witness.
Not the most impartial court I've ever seen. Great selection.
Very good. You've got it, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
Haim, I've got to keep it or delete it.
We rarely delete. Have we deleted one?
Yeah, we've deleted before.
Yeah, we have deleted.
Yeah, we deleted my golf story. You weren't interested in, but times have changed now and you may be interested in it because you're both golfing. But this is because we know that we're a pre-recorded medium as a podcast.
Yeah.
We don't take anything out unless Darcy just gets his old little scissors at it and removes things that he doesn't like reflecting on him.
Boat related.
Yep. Yes. But this one is because I'm unsure about the content.
As in it's not good enough for broadcast?
No, I think it's good enough. I just think it's probably not... we're not highbrow, but this is definitely lowbrow.
Okay, well, you know, we've had...
We have been down there.
Yeah. Have had some examples previously.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll give you...
What I thought of was when...
Okay, Jack.
Hamish farted in your face to see if... You could smell what he had for lunch.
That was to measure the speed of my digestion.
Yes, that was.
And it was remarkably quick. It was able to get through in a few hours, which we had. Mm. We had doctors saying impossible, and we're like, "Yeah, we'll tell it to that guy because he smelt fish and chips."
How did that happen? That was remarkable. It's funny you bring up that, Jack, because it is the same realm. Comes in from a guy called Nick. He said, on your last episode, which was 240, this was last year, you're trying to figure out who farted throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a lot of that.
Reminded me of something I have at work. We've got a WhatsApp group called Only Farts, where you're only allowed to post voice memos of your farts on the chat. There's no other chat allowed. You must post farts regularly or else you're removed from the chat.
Oh, you'd be out, Jack. We haven't heard from Jack for 7 months.
You can only join the group if you've shown potential to contribute good content. We celebrate all farts, loud, soft, long, short, squeaky, or wet. Hit me up if you'd like to hear them.
If you want more.
And that's where we're at. Now, okay. I did hit him up. I've compiled them all.
God, I would love to hear that phone call. Hi, this is Anne. Calling for the farts.
So I suppose this is where we're going to play the opener of Keep It or Delete It, and it'll either go to the next segment because we've heard them all and don't think that's appropriate.
Are we going to hear some farts?
We're going to hear them, but whether everyone else in the...
Where we subject everyone else to it.
Yeah.
I think, again, not knowing whether this will just skip straight to the deleted it or we'll hear the full thing, I think going into this, our best shot of not having this deleted will just be to go quality, I think, over quantity. Just hear some good quick variety.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone would be interested in that. And then it probably comes down to brevity.
Okay.
Keep it or delete it.
Hello?
That's number one. Big day at
work. We can't play this. Okay.
Jack's tapped out early. We found Jack's limit. I still think we can. Oh, I didn't lock. Okay. Okay. I thought there was some level of like kind of packaging around it, like creative was.
No, there wasn't.
What a dilemma. What a dilemma.
The dilemma is there was real curiosity for me there before we started.
And there will be for people if we delete it.
And people will feel
that. They'll be outraged because people will be imagining that they missed out on a great treat. So the question to you is like, do you just let the public have all the information and then we bear the brunt of any backlash? Or you get people going, great, I'm really glad you played that. I was interested to see what level and quality of farts would be on a WhatsApp like that. Maybe we'll start one at our own work.
Jack, keep or delete it.
It's a delete for me.
No, oh, mate, this is tough. This is what it's like to be a newspaper editor, I think. You know, it's 11:59 at night. Mm. You're on whatever floor in Manhattan. The New York Times is set to print.
Are we going with the story or not?
Are we running this headline or not?
Yeah. The truth is hard to hear, but maybe people need to hear the truth.
Mm. You can't print this. Mm. Yeah, but haven't we made a name for ourselves? Aren't we still relevant after all these because we dare to do what common sense tells us otherwise not to do? Mm. It's a keep it from me.
It's keep it from me.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.